I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hi guys, welcome back to
Every Blonde Needs a Brunette,
brought to you by
your favourite blonde and brunette duo. I'm Grace Shadrack, the blonde.
I'm Grace Foley, the brunette.
And this podcast is us spilling all the tea, all the gossip
on our trips to major fashion capitals this year.
The secrets that are too hot for us to spill on YouTube.
They're coming on this podcast.
So get ready.
Hey.
Happy Monday.
Welcome back to Every Blonde Needs a brunette.
What a name.
Your favourite blonde and brunette duo.
Your favourite podcast. Probably not.
Probably not. Well, you probably maybe. Listened to one episode and called it a day. And was like, I'm not listening to that again.
I hope there's still people listening.
Like, do people actually want to listen to us?
Just chat shite for hours and hours. I hope so.
So today, what are we doing today? We've just got coffee.
Yeah, we've just got some coffee.
And the aesthetic of the coffee cup actually really matches our theme.
Yeah,
it's baby pink and black, so
it's the same as our like kind of Spotify.
I wish you guys album could cover see it thing. Because
album cover.
Album cover.
I don't actually think we're singers.
We're not J-Lo.
I know, but that's what I think we are.
Wait, is this match that album cover? Like, girl, enough is that. Anyway, but yeah, today's the last Paris episode.
Oh, I'm really sad because I feel like this series has made me relive all of our Paris memories.
Yeah, like the fondest moments we've had of Paris.
Like, this podcast is really making us relive the gap year.
It really is. That's why I like it.
I'm thinking back, and like, the more you talk about it, the more memories that come back, and you're like, oh my God, do you remember this? Do you remember this?
I feel like we're really reflecting.
Yeah, it's living. We're reflecting on our life lessons that we've learned.
We really are. Like,
aren't we?
I like how every episode has a life lesson.
Yeah, it does. We've learned something.
We always learn something.
There's one episode for every week we was there.
I know. How iconic.
So we've made four life lessons.
I know. What was your favourite Paris episode?
Yeah, tell us.
Tell us
over on the Instagram. Go follow
at
Every Blonde Needs a Brunette.
Yeah, we have like an official podcast.
We're trying to like make it really aesthetic. We're trying to like
vibey.
Make it like a Pinterest board.
Yeah,
that's the vibe we want to go for. So like,
go over and follow it.
It's going to be very aesthetic, and it's going to match the aesthetic of, as Grace says, the album cover. It's going to be like pink and.
Agent Provocateur.
Yes, those are the colour schemes we're going for.
Yeah, we also have a podcast TikTok as well.
Yeah, we do. We've just been making some actually as well.
Yeah, we don't know what our username is yet because we've not actually made it.
No, I don't think Every Blonde Needs a Brunette's free.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So it's going to have to be something
that?
Funky.
Who's taken that?
Stealing our brand.
Stealing our brand. That's not right,
it's going to be something funky.
It'll be something fun and fresh.
Every brunette needs a blonde. We'll have to switch the roles.
My coffee's not going down well.
So Grace actually does not drink coffee, apart from today.
I got my first drink of coffee
today. It's growth. It's growing. It's called growing up.
Let's give you some ASMR.
It's like when we started drinking rosé. Oh, I wish I could give ASMR.
Oh, I've got no coffee.
Could just sip.
They like
don't
want
to. The viewers don't want to listen to that.
Yeah, but guys, I've really got into iced coffee now, and I'm really happy about it.
I feel like an adult.
You really got into it. You took a sip and you were trying to convince yourself that you liked it.
No, I
You're
actually...
You're like, Grace, try that.
Grace, like threw it up. She hated it.
I was like,
it.
I don't like... I love coffee. I'm obsessed with coffee, but I don't like iced coffee.
Yeah, but see, I don't like hot coffee. Well, I've learned.
answer. Aren't we different?
No, the most disgusting thing I've ever tasted was a chai latte.
Oh my God, Grace ordered a chai latte and thought it was be an iced coffee. How and she stupid. Was like, oh, I actually got an iced coffee and it came and it was in a hot cup.
But you say to me, chai latte isn't got any coffee in it.
No, it's not a coffee.
That's actually... Then why is it called a latte?
It's like a spiced...
It tasted like really bumhole. Because
it's milky. I think that's why it's called a latte.
And then Grace told me it was a milky green tea and I literally threw it in my mouth.
Put her right off.
Yeah, because it was it literally tasted like Christmas.
I
feel like
you had one sip and called it a day. I used to like them. I used to drink chai lattes.
And we were at Cafe Kitson, so I tried to pretend to myself that I liked it.
We talk about Cafe Kitson in every episode. It's quite worrying.
We love Cafe Kitson, but guys, it is not cheap.
No, it's not cheap. It's £4 for a cookie.
Guess how much a right guys, guess how much their croissant is. Everyone just think in your head, how much do you think Cafe Kitson charge for a croissant?
What is the most anywhere can charge for a croissant?
Are you ready to be like blown shook? Away? They cost £8.50 for a pan of chocolate.
£8. I mean, it's a big pan of chocolate.
Yeah,
it's
but
a
large nothing pan is of worth £8.50 for a croissant.
No, I know.
That's actual daylight robbery.
It is daylight robbery, but you kind of pay for the aesthetic. Which
you pay for
wrong.
The vibe of Cafe Kitson.
You pay for the Instagram photos you take.
I'll say that their hot chocolate was rancid as well.
It's a harsh word.
I literally just like
That's
the vibe
very,
of
very
it.
Harsh.
I just like the vibe of Cafe Kitson. I really do.
Yeah, I love the aesthetic. And the food is good. Like yeah. The cookie was on another level.
I had a cinnamon roll and that was delicious. Grace hates cinnamon
I don't
rolls.
Like cinnamon rolls, but I can appreciate they look nice.
They looked so
but
good.
But they're too sweet for me. Oh, I give me toothache.
I loved it. And guys, how funny is it? So we were literally just chilling and Jess Hunt was there.
Yeah.
Like, what
and
were
we
the chances?
We didn't know, like, whether to say hi, but I don't think she knows who we are, so we didn't
I don't think
hi.
She knows we exist.
No.
But, like, we were literally just taking pictures of Cafe Kitson. And then... And Grace is like...
This really pretty blonde girl walks
yeah,
over.
Yeah, Grace looks like an influencer. And I turn around, it's Jess Hunt.
How crazy.
And, like, at the same Cafe Kitson, like... And then it was really interesting because we could watch her take
yeah,
pictures.
Yeah, and we were, like, listening to her for tips because we were thinking, like, I'd love to watch... Other influencers take
same
photos because I would love to know like how they do it and how they get the angles and
same.
How picky they are
same.
With like lighting and all different things.
Like I know it sounds weird, but I'd love just to follow Jess Hunt around for a day and just like watch
day
her.
Day in my life.
Like, I want to know how many Instagrams she does a day.
Yeah, I want to know if she ever takes one and I mean she probably does ever
and
takes one and like
it.
Hates it and doesn't post it or if like.
I don't think she does that because she does post every single day. I feel like you just can't be picky then.
No, but her photos are so good. Oh. Like, all of them are such good lighting.
And they all have
like,
the same aesthetic.
Pose, and she always looks so good.
Because she just has that look.
There's, like, not
she?
What... Everything's in place. Like, she don't, never posts yeah. a scruffy photo. Everything's perfect.
I will say, here's a little top tip that I spotted from her. She had, like, a bag, which we don't do this, but she had a bag of, like, hairspray.
Did she?
Yeah, I saw her bring it out. It
oh my
like
god!
Bag
I didn't
of
even notice that.
And hair product, which makes me think should we start doing that? Maybe that's why she
Touch
always
ups.
Looks put together
because she sorts her hair out.
Because she sorts her hair
but
out.
Then the thing is we do our hair curly, so we can't exactly bring around a straightener and curl our hair, can we?
But I think that's why her hair always looks so slick is because she hair sprays it.
Oh, maybe
it. There's nothing stuck
between
up,
each
there?
Photo. That's
it
interesting.
Really, because she. This
well,
is
good observation.
I know, I was really watching her. This is a really
Tips
weird thing
tricks.
To say, but she spent ages in the toilet, which makes me like getting changed.
I think she touched up her makeup.
I think she touched up her makeup.
Wow.
Well, it was so interesting. Like,
oh my god.
In a weird way, I wish we could have just stayed and watched her because she was just doing multiple
no,
pictures.
No, that would have looked a bit stalker if we stayed.
I know, but I really find it interesting
I do,
how other
I do,
people take pictures.
I feel like no one... And it's so hard to like... Say, for example, if we did a video like, oh, this kind of lighting is a good lighting. You can't really say... There's no way you yeah. can describe it, but we know the good lighting.
We can
know
look at a building and be like,
but it's
no.
taken us years to learn.
It's taken us like 5 years to learn what takes a good picture.
And what we like.
Yeah.
It's a whole... There's a lot more behind it than...
Do you like taking Instagrams?
I like I like seeing them, picking them, and like... I don't really edit them anymore, but I used to put filters on them. Mm. I like selecting them, but I don't like the actual taking of them.
There's actually like... I hate the feeling of when you're like... You know when you're going to go out or you're like sat someone, you're like, oh, I've got to do a picture in this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But then it's satisfying once you've done the photo.
Once you've done it.
If you look at them and you're like, this is really good lighting.
Yeah.
And you're scrolling through them on your phone. It's like really satisfying.
I find
satisfying.
It stressful though. I find it really
I think there's
stressful.
Like a lot of pressure on Instagram.
Oh my God.
A lot more than YouTube or even TikTok.
The Instagram culture is like
oh my God.
A different level.
It's crazy. Like I feel the pressure so much and I almost wish like, I could be more chill about it, but I feel like I just can't.
I feel so much pressure with Instagram. I always feel like my posts aren't like as good as other people's.
Yeah, same.
I think there's just a different level of pressure.
I think I was watching Yaz's video.
Yaz Online.
Yes. And she said the photo dump culture actually makes it worse, because not only do you have to look perfect in all of the photos, but you have to also make your life look fun and make it look like you have loads of friends and like you're going out for dinner constantly. So like, although the shift from, do you remember like back in the day, like everyone's photos were like face tuned like perfectly. Everyone had like the big eyelashes and makeup was like really thick, and the Kylie Jenner phase.
Yeah.
That obviously was probably more pressure in the sense of like makeup and filler.
Mm-hmm.
But I think now it's not only looking good, it's also being out and about.
It's the lifestyle.
Having enough photos to fill up a photo dump and make it look like you've got loads of friends and your life's fun, you know?
And also stories have become such a big thing now.
Yes.
That's part of your engagement.
You know what? I would actually say I find stories really difficult, because when I'm at home, my life is so boring. So what am I going to put on my story?
And we feel just like, don't post, do we?
No, unless we're in like a city, we don't post on our stories. And then I'm like, well, actually,
I should be.
If an influencer doesn't post in a story, I kind of forget about them.
Same.
So I'm a bit like, but then I'm also like, if I post at home, it's going to be boring stuff with bad lighting and everyone's just going to unfollow me because they're going to see my story and be like,
what is
this? She's boring.
Yeah.
So I'd rather just not put anything on it.
I do find though, like photo dumps, they're kind of introducing a more like casual way to post on Instagram.
They are, but then it's, even though it looks casual,
it's really
most photos have thought behind them and you have to get someone to take them. It's not like they're just, you know?
Yeah.
This is what Yaz was saying in the video
I fall into the photo dump thing. It's like a real trend at the moment. I don't know. I think I like photo dumps because I feel like you can see more into someone's life.
Yeah, if they're more like casual photos, but a lot of the time they look casual, but they're not.
But like, this is a good example. So like, I did a photo dump recently and I was like, I'm never very like open with my Instagram audience compared to my YouTube. I was like, I'm always very open with YouTube. I like spill all the tea. I tell them if I'm getting something done or whatever. But Instagram, I feel like, is like the perfect version of your life.
Yeah, it is.
So I did a photo dump and I was like, oh, I'm just going to put this picture in. I've already told this with Grace, but I'm just going to put this picture in of me. I got surgery on my face. I got a spot removed. And I was like, oh, I'm going to put this picture in of me getting an injection in my face that numbed my face for this operation. I was like, you know, just to like show a bit more of the real me and like, do you know what I mean? Be more like casual, like, you know, I don't have to be perfect all the time, like trying to like connect more of my Instagram audience. So I was like, oh, that's a really good idea. And I put it in my photo dump. And the amount of judgment I got from people thinking I had filler, being like, I've lost all respect for you. And like, I just feel like the Instagram audience is a lot more judgmental than the YouTube audience.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. But then also with the YouTube audience, people pick more things up, I think. Because it's easier to in a video. Because it's like, if you eat sometimes you'll like eat something and people will be like, well, I think that might have had meat in it.
Oh my God. If I eat a tamfastic on YouTube, people lose their bananas. They're like, do you not realise that has
pork? But on Instagram, would people really care?
I think they do.
Yeah.
I think I get more scrutiny on Instagram than I do YouTube.
I mean, we are very lucky, I think.
But I just find Instagram a lot like a pressure cooker.
Instagram's so much pressure. And it's also like, you have to be so consistent with it to,
oh my goodness,
you know, the algorithm is so weird and like you can beat yourself up if a photo does badly because of the likes, when in reality it's just the system of
it's
Instagram.
Just they promoted it.
Yeah, like it's just who
it really can take a toll on like your mental health, if like depending how well, like it sounds so stupid, like depending how well your Instagram does, like it's so stupid, but that's just
what
it is.
I think it's the same with people that aren't influencers too.
Yeah.
Because I think if your photo doesn't do well,
or like you start losing
followers.
Like
if you get less likes on one photo than another, then you're going to be like, shit, like this photo isn't as pretty as the others.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be like, wait, have I got ugly?
Yeah.
Has something happened to me? Like, because people don't like me anymore? And then you can take it really personal.
100%.
Like, in a way, I do wish social media didn't exist, but then I'd be out of a job. So.
Yeah. And it's also, I find it,
but then social media is good in a lot of ways as well.
Yeah, we can't shit on it. Like, it's our job. And we love
it.
Doing
makes
it.
You a lot more educated, I think, because you can, not even just social media, but having a phone, you can research, you can get like, you can do so much. Like, if you have a question about anything, you can just Google it. It makes you, I think it does make you more intelligent.
Yeah, and it makes you more like aware as well.
Yeah, because it gives like, you
see everyone.
Yeah,
you
have access to like
people.
All different people's opinions, and it can help you like form your own opinion on different things.
It could definitely be very
toxic.
And
also, do you know what can help as well? You know when people go missing? It really helps in like crime.
Because
didn't Gabby Petito, someone got like a video in the background of YouTube. So really, social media is good in so many ways, but
it is also very stressful. The reason we're talking about
this has got quite deep, actually.
I know, it's because we just went and got an Instagram picture. That's why this is like our topic right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, I do find Instagram very stressful. Especially like if you don't have anything to post.
Oh my God, don't. There's another level because I feel like if you don't post in ages, people think you've disappeared.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just, it's a lot of stress.
And you constantly compare yourself as well.
Yeah, you do. It's
why stress. Are my pictures not as good as this influencer?
It's stress, but it's not all bad. Because deep down, we do enjoy it. Like, I do enjoy Instagram.
Yeah, I think I go through waves of it.
I enjoy, like,
if I'm in, like, Paris.
Picking out outfits.
Or Milan, I love it.
To be fair, at the moment, with fashion, I feel really, like, uninspired. Because I think this time of year is so weird.
Because it's like coming out of winter.
It's like you just want it to be summer. And it's not, like, winter's fun anymore because it's not Christmas.
And we've all done it now.
Yeah, like, we've been cold for too long. Yeah, you know? Like,
bring us some sun.
I want some summer. Like, the minute Christmas is over, maybe January's out the way. February, I'm like... Can
it
just be hot, please?
Yeah, I agree.
I need hot girl summer.
We need hot girl summer.
This is going to hot girl summer like it's never hot girl summer day this year.
I know.
This year. It's like we're travelling so much.
I know. We're going to like the Amalfi Coast. We're going all around Greece.
France. South of France.
We've got all sorts. The stories we're going to get from
that. Oh my God.
It's going to be two young donners.
It really
donning around the world. Just donnering
like
around.
Like a Donna kebab.
Honestly, though, isn't it, though? Let's hope we don't get pregnant like Donna.
Yeah, we don't want the story to end in the way that Mamma Mia does.
We don't want this podcast to end with pregnancy.
No, we don't want this to change theme to a teen mum.
Oh, my God. Imagine.
Oh.
We'd have to be like, every blonde needs a brunette.
A baby.
And a baby.
I mean, it could be a rebrand for the podcast.
Oh, my God, imagine.
It could be a rebrand.
We'd have to do...
But then we'd have to both have a baby. We couldn't one of
we
us
couldn't
do it.
One of us. Then
that would affect the brand in detrimentally. That would be detrimental to the brand.
We'd have to redo a photo shoot with, like, your pregnancy bump. Wouldn't we? I love how, like, Grace is the one getting pregnant.
Why
with
do,
your,
I, to, why do your I have to have bump. The baby?
I'm not.
You can have. I'm not having a baby.
You're more... No, come on now.
I'm not maternal one bit. I think you're more maternal. You just don't want children.
Maybe. I don't think I'm maternal.
I think out of the two of us, you're the more maternal one.
But what does that even mean, though?
You're just... You'd be a better mum. You're more, like, motherly.
It's because I, like, mother you.
Yeah. So I have no... I don't have a maternal bone. And I'm quite cold. I don't have a maternal bone.
Grace can't hug people.
And I don't cry.
No. I've seen her cry, like... I've seen her cry twice in our 6 years of friendship. How many times have you seen me cry?
Loads over really pointless things.
What were you last?
You
what did I last
because
cry
you
about?
Saw a stray cat in Greece. Because this cat was like straying, it made her really upset. But I was like, all the locals feed it. It's got a nice life.
No,
it
just walks, crying.
The cat just walks around the island. And
what was the last thing you saw me cry about? Did I cry in Milan? No, I don't think I did.
Oh, you cried?
I cried in Paris. When I broke the table. Oh, yeah. No, I don't think I cried.
You cried
I
about I something.
I think I had a panic attack, but I think I cried.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
I snapped this, like, vintage table.
Yeah, and it was, like, in the expensive apartment we told you about the episode before. And
I was so stressed out I was going to get charged, like, four
Grace
grand.
Thought she was... It was probably an antique table, and Grace broke it. But it was a quite flimsy table, because, like, she... Basically, for a photo...
No,
she,
we can't tell this, because we've told... Basically, what happened was I put a shopping bag, okay? Okay, a shopping bag on the table and it just snapped out of nowhere. And it literally caused me to have a panic attack.
And I think she might have cried about it because she was so stressed that
cried.
She was going to get charged. I think you were more scared that you were going to get told off by the woman.
Oh my God, I have a really...
That owned the apartment.
I have an issue with authority. Like, I don't like being told off.
Like, you were scared to be told off
when
by this woman.
When was the last time I cried?
You do cry quite a lot.
Yeah, but we say this, but I don't think I cried in Paris. I didn't cry in Milan.
I feel like I have seen you cry. Like,
oh, of course you've seen me cry, but I think the last time you saw me cry was
but
when I was
do
called ugly.
Sometimes cry when... No, I've seen you cry after... Oh, I can't think of a situation, but you do cry quite a lot. But it's sometimes you cry when you're laughing as well.
Oh my God, that's what happens. I'd cry laugh.
I know you've laughed, cried recently about something and I can't remember.
I laugh cried at our old videos.
Oh yeah, but that's not upset.
That's
cried,
not upset.
Is it?
I just have a real issue with, like, I can't help but cry. Like, even when I got this operation on my face done, my surgeon was like, oh, we might have to push your appointment back a day. And I tried to not cry about it. Like, it's just my natural reaction is just to start crying. My mum had to, like, take over the conversation because she knew I was about to start crying.
She could see, like, you welling up and your voice going croaky.
My mum came out of it and she was like, I can see you about to start crying. She literally had to, like, take over the conversation. I just cry about everything. It's just my natural instinct.
You could have cried today when you fell over.
No, I was so embarrassed.
Was you close to tears?
No. There was no tears there. I just cry about everything. I don't know what my issue is.
Are you sensitive? Would you call yourself sensitive?
No, because I don't take anything to heart. Like, I literally cry. I don't want to cry. It's just what happens. But, like, you know what I'm like? I don't take anything to heart.
No. And we have a lot of banter. Like,
yeah.
We don't
take things personally.
We take the piss out of each other, so.
And I feel like I just get on with it. I'm just like, whatever. I don't really care. You know?
I think you cry over things you wouldn't expect you to cry over, like the stray cat.
That was
like you just saw
else.
A cat and you started crying. I was like, Grace,
because I was
what's
so stressed
going on?
Out. No, my biggest. I was literally like to Grace, do not look at the cat.
No, because she was, and then I was like, oh, it's really cute. And I think she looked over and then she just started welling up.
Because my biggest fear is it getting attached to me, following me, and then getting run over. So that's why I started crying. Because like,
who thinks like that?
No, Grace, my brain is just something
Your
else.
Your brain doesn't...
It doesn't work. Compute normally. Like,
it's not normal.
I always think of the worst things.
Like, she worries about... So you're actually a worrier.
No, can I tell the Jess Glynn story? this is really off topic with this week's podcast.
So basically...
Yesterday, we were in our hotel room and we were just...
No, we were I was talking about Sexy Fish because we went there last night. And I was saying, Jess Glynn... did an Instagram story being like, this is discrimination. I've not been allowed in Sexy Fish because I'm wearing a tracksuit. Because they have like a really strict dress code, Sexy Fish. Like on the phone, when you book it, they tell you, you can't wear
tracksuit.
I mean, really, you can wear jeans and trainers. It's just a tracksuit you're not allowed to wear.
So they didn't let Jessica
So they didn't let her in. She was like, this is discrimination. She was acting like it was, she was literally insinuating that it was racism. She was acting like.
Yeah, discrimination.
She was like, but. There's a rule for a reason. Like you're just because you're just Glynn doesn't mean you can't go. Like if someone else has been kicked out because they were in a tracksuit, so are you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So we were going on and we were like, oh, like, just because you're Jess Glynn doesn't mean. You
no, but she thought
fish.
She really did something. She was like, this is discrimination. I think she thought everyone would be like, yeah, let her in. She's in a tracksuit. Like this is discrimination. But everyone was just like, what?
So we were talking about this in our hotel room and the conversation finished. And I was really scared that Jess Glynn was next door.
Grace was like, Grace, do you think Jess Glynn heard that? I was like, what?
I was like, what about if she's next door?
What if Jess Glynn's staying in this hotel next to us?
And then I had this vision of her knocking on our door and being like,
I heard what you said about me.
Like, what's that song? Her song.
I won't wear makeup on Thursdays. Because I'm sick of curving.
I had a real vision of her knocking
on
the door.
Oh, don't be so
like,
hard on yourself now.
And like, because you like heard us saying that she shouldn't be allowed in Sexy Fish.
But I don't even know if I've even got that story right. Can I get my phone and Google if this story is actually true about Jessica Lee and Sexy Fish?
I don't know if it is, but like the fact that my brain immediately went to, oh my God, Jessica Lynn might be next door and she's going to come around and sing a song
there
about it.
There is a celebrity that went to Sexy Fish and couldn't get in.
I know Jessica Lynn couldn't get in somewhere, but I don't think
I don't
he
know
was
if it was
Sexy
Fish.
I can just imagine her knocking on our door and be like, I heard what you said about me. Don't be so hard on yourself.
As if she'd be in our... Okay, it's true. Jessica Lynn turned away from a restaurant due... It is Sexy Fish.
Well done, Grace. Good
oh
memory.
My God, I was right. So let's see what she said. This is so funny. She was made a victim of discrimination after being turned away. That's such a privileged thing to do.
It
like,
really is.
When it's a rule and you'd wear something and then be like, this is discrimination.
Yeah.
She was wearing a freezer table because of what she was wearing. Dear at Sexy Fish London, I turn up to your restaurant looking like this and you looked me and my friend up and down and said, no, you can't come in. And your restaurant was empty. But there is
What was she wearing though?
There's a rule. There's a rule for a reason, Jess.
What was she wearing?
Jess, you should have researched the rules before you went there. But I think she deleted the post because she was in back. Everyone was like, this is so privileged. Like,
you weren't allowed in Sexy Fish.
Yeah, you're calling it discriminate. Some people actually get discriminated against. Yeah. And then you're saying that because there's a rule.
I'd like that to be my biggest issue, that I'm not allowed in Sexy Fish.
No, but I think she really thought she did something for the community when she posted that, the tracksuit community.
Stop that.
This was what she was wearing.
What? She was wearing a hoodie, leggings, and a bum bag, like,
and that is against the rules of.
That is against the rules,
you know.
Justice
for Jess Glynn. Let her wear a tracksuit.
Let her in.
Let her have sexy fish food.
Honestly, what a story.
How weird that we've gone from talk about Instagram, talk about Jess Glynn.
I know, but I had to get that story out. But anyway, yeah, today's episode is about beauty standards in different countries.
Yeah.
Did you see my face?
Don't be so hard on yourself, no.
Whoa.
Learn to forgive, learn to let go.
It's for you, Jess.
Forgive,
don't let go.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
This is for you. Jess, I've got a song for you. Justice for Jess.
Don't be so hard on yourself, no. We just start a hashtag.
Justice for Jess and her tracksuit. Let her in, sexy fish.
Let her in.
This is discrimination.
Anyway, so yeah, today's episode is all about comparing yourself. Beauty standards.
Yes.
So before we talk about this, I feel like we need to explain, like, why we chose this for Paris.
Well, the reason we chose to talk about this for Paris was because we actually, number one, I think, I remember vividly seeing a comment and thinking this is really interesting. It was either on TikTok or YouTube and someone said, can you talk about at the end of your gap year what the different beauty standards have been in each place?
Yeah.
And, like, I guess it has been a little bit different. I mean, from Milan to Paris, would you say? I said the fashion standard, but then, like,
I think Paris was the worst.
Paris was quite extreme.
Yeah, like, okay, so in the last episode, we talked about how our promoter said we were too short for
the clubs. Which, bearing in mind, we've been in clubs in London and they don't do that either.
No, but we've already kind of discussed the height thing, so we're not going to discuss that again.
Yeah, like, I'm not bothered about our height.
I love being in it.
I don't mind. I think.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's not made us insecure
about our height or anything.
No, but we did say, like, when we first went to the first club night in Paris, we did feel a bit shite.
Yeah, because every girl in there was like a model, and he almost made us feel like we weren't worthy.
He put us down a few pegs.
He made us feel like we were lucky to be there.
Yeah,
like, we're lucky that he let us in,
because otherwise we'd be denied at the door.
Yeah, that's how he made us feel.
It was giving that energy, because he was literally like, some people won't even be allowed in.
Yeah,
it's so true.
And, like, he made out like we were, I don't know, like
we were too ugly for
this club. Like, and of course we didn't knock our confidence so much that we felt like we needed to go home or anything. Like, weren't like crying in the toilets, but
I think we definitely felt quite out of place.
We felt like, oh,
because we were with this promoter. There was about, how many other girls do you think there were?
Six
other girls, and they were all like really tall, really
model
skinny,
model looking,
very thin. And then we were like these
and
little 5 foot
five. And that is the
French
standards.
Yeah. I think it did definitely be like, oh, like, we
yeah,
don't,
like, oh.
Maybe we don't.
Maybe we're ugly.
Yeah, maybe we don't fit in with the Parisian beauty standards.
Yeah. Because I think it must be harsher over there.
I think it
with
is,
with feeling,
you know.
Even, well, the clubs, for example, but I don't know.
Let's discuss more about the clubs in the next section. We talk about more about the social media side, like the comments we got.
Okay, so, I mean, the girls weren't exactly bitchy. They were quite nice.
No, the girls were actually really nice.
Yeah, like,
but then would a girl ever be like, you don't really fit in here?
No, a girl's not going to be like, you're ugly.
No.
You're short.
But what would you say the beauty standards are in Paris?
So I would say, like, fashion-wise, everything's neutrals, beige, black. Like, all of the style is very neutral and classic. Beauty standard-wise, again, I think tall, skinny, very thin.
Yeah.
Natural looking.
Yeah.
So, like, no fake tan.
Yeah.
Not like me.
Effortless. Not a lot of makeup.
Model look. That's obviously what the clubs want in their clubs.
Yeah.
Whereas I'd say in London, everyone's a lot more, although it's the same with clubs in Milan were actually a lot more chilled than you didn't have to wear heels and a dress. Whereas Paris and London, you won't get in really if you're not in heels.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's just because of height. I think that's because it's dressy as well. Even if you're tall, you still wear heels because you want to, everyone wears them with a dress. That's the outfit choice you have to go for to get in.
I would say London's more like the clubs, like, you're looked best upon if you're dressed, really dressed up.
Yes,
like
lots girls, of makeup.
Lots of makeup, big hair.
Hair extensions.
Big heels. Big lashes.
Maybe like a more bodycon dress. Whereas like in Paris, people wore more like
flowy dresses.
Maybe blazer dresses, yeah. Glitzy,
blazers.
Cool things. Like
blazers.
People wore...
Not like big, I can't bouncy blow dries.
Yeah, not like tight dresses. Well, I mean, a lot of people did.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
But maybe more like blazer dresses and like, I can't really explain it. Like,
just more effortless.
Yes.
And I feel like we even kind of thought, oh God, is our makeup too much?
Yeah,
didn't we? We were like, oh, should we tone down
the
makeup?
We were like, do we tone down the makeup and make ourselves look more natural? Because everyone seems to just... have this natural
have
look.
This, like,
we don't
want
to overdo it. Like,
yeah.
Like our we did change a lot of things, the way we did. Yeah. We got dressed, basically.
We were like, oh, we have to just wear like blazers all the time.
We were like, do we wear rollers? We were like, yeah. Are we going to look?
Do we not do rollers?
Too much with rollers in?
Yeah. I think also because like, it's an, like, I'm really annoyed at our students, but we also had to like, we felt like we had to impress this like promoter.
And we felt like we had, this is going to sound really weird. We felt like we had to make ourselves look not English.
Yeah, we felt embarrassed.
We felt like we had to make ourselves look French.
Yeah.
Which is like really weird, but...
we're clearly not French.
Yeah.
But we felt like, oh
we
my
felt
God,
like
we have to look...
We have to look like we're not...
We can't look Essexy. Like, we can't yeah, we didn't want to look...
Yeah.
So stupid.
I don't know why we felt like that.
I don't know either.
But yeah, that's how we... I'd say, actually, we felt probably quite insecure in Paris...
I think as well, even like with our weight, I think we both kind of felt a bit like, oh, we're not these size fours that everyone in Paris seems to be. Like, and it's obviously because we're in a different country, like we want to enjoy the food.
Yeah, and then, you know.
Because it was like this battle, because we're like, oh, we want to enjoy the food, but then.
Do we eat healthy?
We're not feeling very confident. Looks. Also, we're taking pictures every single day.
Oh my God.
But. We want to enjoy the food as well.
Yeah, like we shouldn't have to go there and eat salad just because we feel like we need to look French.
Yeah. And obviously it's not every like French person who has this stereotypical look, but it's like the girls in the clubs we would go to, this is what they look like.
That's the beauty standard.
This is what they look like, yeah. Like very petite, skinny girls.
Yeah.
Very, not petite. Does petite means tall or skinny?
I don't...
Short or skinny?
Petite...
Does petite mean short?
I think petite means short and just small.
Oh, right.
I think petite means short and skinny.
So they want tall, skinny.
Yeah, but then it also petite, really, because they're thin. I don't really know.
I always
models. Let's just say models.
Let's just say Kendall Jenners.
Yes, the Kendall Jenners of the world.
Yeah, the Kendall Jenners.
Bella Hadids.
Mm.
But to be honest, we didn't feel...
Look, I
didn't... We kind of accepted everything, you know?
I think we're both very confident girls. Like, I don't think we... cave really in. I think we're both like,
and especially when you go to a club, you're not thinking about what you look like, you're just there to have a good time. Well, you are when like obviously the promoter tells you that you're not elegant because you're short, but
that was a peg down straight away.
But like when we go clubbing, we don't want to, we just want to have a good time. Yeah. So, like, obviously, when you're getting ready, you're like, oh, do I look good? But then when I'm there, I just don't really think about what I look like. So, no. I'm just like, I'm here to have a good time.
And you're drunk. Like, the last thing I'm thinking is, oh, do I look nice? Like, girl, I, like, don't even know what my name is.
Yeah.
I'm, like, running around.
Grace didn't know where our table was. Grace was, like, running around. Oh, my God.
The first night we went clubbing, that we were told we were unelegant and short, I actually got blackout drunk to the point where I didn't know where our table was, and I thought our table was in VIP.
So Grace was like, my table's in there, I need to get in VIP.
It sounds really like I'm being a douchebag, but I literally just thought our table was in VIP.
No, our table was where I was stood. This is what I don't get.
I was so drunk, and then this Swedish boy came up trying to get with me. He was like, he was trying to kiss me, and I went, no, I've got to try and get my table. And this bodyguard was like, I'm surprised he didn't kick me out, to be honest.
Yeah, because Grace, it was pestering him to get in this VIP
bit.
I was
like, my friend's over there, and then literally behind me.
Because I was trying to, like, egg this boy on to, like, get with Grace and, like, talk to her. So I was like, oh, I think she likes you, like, go and talk to her. Like, and then he went up to you and you went, no, I'm trying to get in VIP. And he came up to me and he was like, I've just went up to her to try and talk to her. And she said, no, I'm trying to get in VIP.
That's so embarrassing. But I was so drunk, I didn't know any of this. I didn't remember getting home that night.
Grace, that's worrying.
I don't know what happened. Like, I had no recollection of, like, being in a taxi. I had no recollection
That's
of
very worrying,
bed.
Isn't it?
I didn't know anything that happened that night. That's the only time I've ever been blackout drunk, was the first night of Paris clubbing.
But what made you get that drunk? Was it because you just started to drink wine then, so our tolerance was lower?
Maybe. And I think I was just like, oh, it's the first time I'm clubbing in Paris, let's just go wild.
Yeah, and also, like, we had a whole table of drinks, so...
So, like, you want me to not drink?
We went crazy. That was one of the best nights.
It was actually probably the best night of my life.
Same. And that was the night that we got told we weren't elegant. So, really, it doesn't... You just have to...
It didn't spoil our
night. You have to not let people...
We just thought it was funny.
And also, we're not worried about what we look like. You know, when you go clubbing, you're there to have a good time, as I've said. But, like, again, if we're talking beauty standards, it was tall, model look.
Yeah, but like, as I said, like, we would never let what a man says dictate how we feel. Absolutely not.
No way, ladies. We don't do that.
That's not us. So, but yeah, that's all about the kind of clubs. But in the next bit, when we're talking about comments we've received regarding beauty standards. Okay, so what kind of comments did we receive?
It was more about the way we dress. And also the way we speak, actually.
Yes.
So we got comments on... Well, we spoke about this in another episode, actually, of the Paris series. And we said how we wore berets and shit hit the fan. Because no one liked the berets. Everyone was like, girls, you're going to look ridiculous. Everyone looks down on people in Paris that wear berets. Like,
we got so many horrible comments about our berets.
Everyone was like, girls, don't wear berets. You're going to look so generic. You're going to look like annoying American girls. Which, to be fair, don't...
even American,
what's
though?
Wrong with being American?
I don't know. Everyone's
people seem
Americans.
To really hate Americans. Maybe it's French people that comment it. I don't know. Do you know what? It probably wasn't even French people that were commenting it.
I know.
I think it was probably thinking. Other English people being like, oh, beret in Paris.
Although... I do think we did gain a bit of a French audience, especially on our TikTok. And then we did get quite a lot of comments being like, oh, your voice
tourists.
Is more in the elegant, your elegant look.
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yes. So, like, whoever followed us on TikTok didn't know us off YouTube.
Yeah, they didn't know
what we spoke like. And we got loads of comments. They got loads of likes. And it said their voices ruin their aesthetic.
Because I think, like, so when we started doing the Parisian TikTok, so just be like with sounds, and then we started to do OOTDs. We would speak.
Oh, hi guys!
Hi guys! Day one in Paris.
I mean, our voices. I don't like our voices, we're doing a podcast, so you know.
Hopefully, you don't mind them.
I do. I hate my voice. I think I've got a really annoying voice.
Same.
It's one of the one things I would change.
This new audience that we got in Paris hated our voices,
and they thought these Essex accents.
Yeah, they did not like them.
Get rid of those.
They did not like them.
Oh, I weren't impressed.
Well, not impressed
for sure.
At all. We got a lot of comments about our voices, how they're not elegant. What other kind of comments did we get? Like with that?
Just more like, oh, this is how they think French people dress.
Oh.
But it's not. They're like, and it's all, the comment would always follow with tip. I still get this comment to this day on some of the TikToks that I made.
What comment?
I think it was the one of outfits I wore in Paris.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that one, I think, got on the view page.
Like, this is how...
People comment, like, this is how Americans think French people dress when they don't.
Think we're American?
But like the comments always in English, they must also be American or English.
Mm.
It's so weird. People,
but what's wrong with it? But then like if we just wore like plain t-shirts and jeans every single day, I don't think people would find that interesting either. So it's, you can't
what
win,
do you expect?
Can you? You can't win. But then we didn't get anything like that in Barcelona and Milan.
No.
It was, I think Paris is when we got most judged.
Yeah, I think because, I don't know why.
Maybe because there's such that stereotypical Parisian look.
But then I think we were wearing like tweed and stuff, which is what Emily in Paris wears. So maybe they,
yeah, but that's our
these
style.
Two are trying to.
We wear that in London. We're not going to change it because we're in
we're
Paris.
We're not doing that because we're in Paris.
That's our style. Like we both dress like
I think
quite
people
extra.
On TikTok are just annoying. I think
there's just like.
I don't care. I'm not going to change the way I dress. But it's just like.
I think there's just a very different audience on TikTok. And there's a lot of hateful people on there.
People are rude. People are really rude.
And they just seem to have no filter. I think because TikTok's a 15-second video, they forget that you're a real person. Mm.
And you also don't know who's for your page you're getting on.
Exactly. It's not
like
just
it
your
could
audience.
Be like a middle-aged, really Karen woman that's yeah. like, this is how they think French people dress when they don't. Like, back in the day, she was trying to be a French
Parisian
as well.
And it didn't work out.
Yeah.
Because like with Instagram so she's and YouTube, just hateful. You know the people watching it, people that support you and your audience. But with TikTok, like you said.
You don't choose to watch a TikTok.
Yeah.
It just comes on your feed page. So you're like, if you're having a bad day that day, you can just vent it on someone's page.
Yeah. I found that a lot in Paris.
Mm.
Like it would always be like, if we did an OOTD or something like that, the top comment would always be like, is this really how they think we dress?
Yeah.
And we'd always have to delete it because it would get like thousands of likes. Oh.
But like the thing is, we weren't there to try and dress French. We're not there to impress. We're not there to try and
we're not
dress
there,
like
we're not
a
there
Parisian.
To mimic you. We're there,
we're
to,
there to just visit.
Be us.
And be ourselves.
Like the best version of you can be is yourself.
The best version of you can be is in Paris.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. We just got a lot of strange comments, I think.
There's just rude people out there, and I think those sort of comments are actually a bit more. I mean, I don't really care. I'm not going to dress the way I dress, but no. They're a bit more like annoying than if someone commented, "I hate you." I wouldn't really
it's
care
because like, okay,
it's
whatever.
Like okay, whatever. But when people comment on the way you dress, it kind of can irk you a little bit. But then also, I'm not going to change it.
Have you ever had a hate comment that's like actually got to you? Because there's no one we got in Paris that actually like upset
me. I'm not going to lie, the voice one did a bit because I was like, this is something I can't change.
We know we have
and we can't
voices.
Change our voices. And I was like, oh, people actually also agree with me about my own voice. So I was like, oh, fuck, like I actually do have a bad voice.
Yeah.
But other than that, and it would annoy me when French people would take the piss out of us because I was a bit like, this is embarrassing.
Mm.
I was a bit like embarrassed.
Yeah.
But then I think if people came to London and started wearing like soldier outfits or like started like
take
dressing like the Queen.
You didn't take it.
You've got to compare it. Like if people started wearing like Mary Poppins outfits, I'm trying to think of London themed things.
Yeah.
Then we would probably take the piss a little bit.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't think I'd never comment on someone's TikTok being rude or tag. I would never tag you like being bitchy because that's just horrible. But I'd be a bit like, really? Like, can you be more generic?
But we're just not the kind of girls that hate comments get to us.
No. I mean, they can be annoying, but I'm not like going to change anything because of a comment.
The worst hate comment I ever got, ever in life. Wasn't even a hate. It was actually like I think this girl was generally concerned for my well-being. Do you remember this?
No.
Do you remember what I'm gonna, do you know what I'm about to say? I got this message from this girl when I was in like.
Oh,
YouTube.
I know. I know what it is.
I actually do think this girl was generally concerned for my health. Like I think she thought I had a health problem. So she messaged me and I was like in year 10 or 11. So I was like 16,
like 12.
Yeah. So I was like 16. I was like a young impressionable girl. And she DM'd me. She was like, babe, I'm really concerned. And I was like, oh my God. So I started reading the DM. She was like, I've been looking at your thighs and they're really big and uneven. And she was like, I think you have this problem where your thighs are so big that it can cause you like health issues. And she sent me this like article about this like thigh
condition.
A thigh condition. And she was like,
like, your thighs are so big.
How harsh is that to call someone's thighs so big if they have a condition?
She was like, I've never seen such big thighs. She was like, your thighs are so big and uneven and chunky. I think you have this so condition. Bad. And I was like 16 years old.
That's
and I was
awful.
Like, I was like, oh my God. Obviously, like, I know I have big thighs. It's just like how all my family the same way. But you know, when you're like, oh my God, I must have like huge thighs.
That is terrible. If she thinks especially I have when you're condition. Like 15.
And then I looked up the condition and it's literally like, you know you have it if you have really chunky, uneven thighs.
Yeah, but yours aren't uneven.
Well, she clearly thought
or
it.
Or they're not chunky either.
She clearly thought it. That's like the worst comment I think I've ever got. And I was like, oh,
no,
my
but
God.
That's like really, you can't diagnose someone that has, it's not like you've done a video and be like, guys, I think there's something wrong with me.
No.
It's not like, if you'd said that in a video, so, then I kind of get it because it'd be like, well, it was so you're trying to help. But out of nowhere, to message someone
it
saying,
was so
your thighs
for.
Are so big, you have a condition.
And I looked up and it's like,
that's so hard.
The side effects on it is that your legs stop working because you have such big thighs. And I was like,
sorry, I
shouldn't
laugh.
My
that's
God.
Really, actually quite bad.
I was literally like, oh my God, that is the fattest L I think I've ever taken.
That's really horrible, actually. And it's like indirect hate, really.
It's the fattest L. I was like shook. I was
that's
like, oh
so
my God.
Harsh.
I can't believe this random girl has just DM'd me that. And I was like 16. Like I was quite an impressionable age.
You didn't even ask for that. Like you didn't even say like, no. Oh, I feel like I've got something wrong with me.
I know. And I put it on my private and I was like, don't be surprised if you don't see these thighs ever again. Like, don't be surprised if I chop my legs off after that.
Oh my
honestly,
God.
Some people are just like, they think they can, especially if you have like a following, they think
they can message you
get
anything.
Away with anything. A lot of the time, if people send me hate and then I message back, I always do it on DM. If they send me hate, I'll message back.
They apologise.
Like, oh, I'm really, really sorry. Because they don't expect you to see
or
it.
Or they delete their comment
yeah.
if it's a comment.
Or they'll reply
so
with DM and like, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't actually mean this.
Yeah, because I saw Aspen Ovard.
Oh, I love her.
She made a TikTok. I follow her and she's always got iced coffee, actually. It really reminds me of her. I've recently started watching her because her kids are just so cute. I never normally watch mum YouTubers, but
it's because she's actually funny on TikTok.
I really like her,
really
especially her
on YouTube.
Especially her TikToks. She's,
really
she's got
serious.
Quite a dry sense of humour. Like I do actually find her really funny and like she really takes the piss out of her kids and her husband.
I know,
it really
I love
makes
that.
Me laugh. But yeah, anyway, off topic. But she made a TikTok literally this morning and it was saying about she always it really makes me laugh. She gets like a hate comment. So for example, she got one saying for you really irk me for absolutely no reason. And she made a TikTok, she was like, I have influencers that I find annoying for no reason, but I would never comment. And I find it really funny when I always do these reaction videos and the comment always disappears the minute I make a reaction video. It's like, if you don't, and she's like, I don't get it because if you comment something,
stick with
you
your,
do,
stick
you
with
do
that.
It to get loads of likes. So obviously you want people to see it and you want the creator to see it. So once they see it and you're embarrassed and you delete it, but then why would you comment it in the first place?
I don't know. I think they get like a satisfaction out of like putting you down a peg.
Yeah, but then it's also like, well, if they do, why would they delete it when they make
know,
a reaction?
That's what they want.
I guess so, but then also they must not because then they delete it.
Well, then because then they start getting hate, don't they?
Yeah, they do. That's true, actually.
And then they're like, oh,
they
shit.
Get hate.
They can't deal with what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's a very weird world, the internet, and like hate comments.
I mean, touch wood, luckily, we don't get a lot of hate.
No,
it's
we
never
don't.
Like got to me. It's never really affected my mental health.
It's never affected mine.
Which is lucky.
It's really great because we did start this at 12 years old. Like, I don't know.
We're very lucky in that sense. It's never been bad enough.
Mm.
But I think the more you gain a following, the more hate you're open to, which is so disgusting.
And
like,
the more
of
the,
but it's true.
The more of your life you share as well.
Yeah, because people are more invested and they can comment on more things.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
the bigger you get, the more you receive. It's like Molly Mae. Like, the amount of hate she receives is just wild. But it's because she's so big. Like, everyone in the UK knows her.
She's still a person, you know?
So she's open for so much criticism all the time because, like, she's constantly being watched by everyone. It's literally wild.
It's bad.
But in the next bit, we're going to be reading out your experience with beauty standards.
In different countries. So, like, say you've moved country or, like...
I'm intrigued to what you guys say, actually.
So am I. This is very interesting, this topic.
Okay, so how many people do you think said yes to have you ever struggled with comparing yourself to beauty standards? What do you think the percentage was?
It's sad, but I think everyone has. I think there's going to be a highest percentage. I'm going to say 80% yes.
97%
oh,
yes.
Oh, that's sad.
Those 3%.
I know, lucky you.
Shout
She's
out.
She's confident.
She's confident. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no.
She's confident. I'm done with it. Oh, no, no. Can tell with the way she walks in the room.
Okay, let me read out some of your guys' experience with beauty standards.
Okay, someone said, I've been to so many places where I felt like I stood out, and sometimes you can honestly feel people's eyes glaring at you. And it's usually older women too, which is so uncomfortable, but I've realised it's probably because they never had the chance to fully express themselves when they were our age. That's true, I think older
what
women...
What country does she live in?
She's not said specifically.
Yeah, I get that a lot off of...
older women. I think they're some of the most judgmental.
Yeah, because maybe they wish they... wore that sort
more
of
crazy
thing
when they were younger.
Yeah,
an experience. Maybe feel now like a bit trapped.
Maybe there is. I don't want to be like rude. Maybe there's a slight jealousy there because maybe they're like, well, I wish I could still wear. I mean, girl bosses wear whatever you want, ladies, yeah. Even if you're 40. But
I think older women are the most judgmental.
No, but I also think older women have the most style, the best. I always look at older women and I'm like, you dress so well.
Mm. But then they are definitely the most judgmental.
But I think
if
they're the most judgmental
things.
If you wear something skimpy.
Oh my God, yes.
Or like, they can be bitchy, can't they?
If I'm an older woman and I saw someone in a skimpy thing, I'd be like, go girl.
Yeah, I'll be like,
I love that.
Reminds me of back in the day.
Yeah. We got one for Paris. I'm moving to Paris for uni in September and I'm so, so scared. Red lipstick isn't my thing. It doesn't suit me. And I feel like I'm going to be judged for wearing a tracksuit to do normal things. I literally do not have the money or the wardrobe to keep up with Paris.
Well, first of all, we'll see you there, darling.
See you there,
we will
babes.
See you there.
Message us because we'll be there.
Yeah. But to be honest with you, wear what you want. People do wear tracksuits. Like we won't walk around in a tracksuit when we was hungover.
Oh my God, we really would. But only to McDonald's. Like, we wouldn't
go far. Yeah, wear what you want, though. Like, and also, don't worry, because the Parisian style is that it's just made up of, like, a few simple things. I've seen loads of TikToks of, like, capsule wardrobes where you can buy, like, 8 items and mix and match them with loads of different outfits. Like, you can do the Parisian style, but also don't change your style.
No.
Like, if you want to wear a tracksuit every day,
wear a tracksuit
every day.
Mm.
Be you. You know? And red lipstick. I did a red lipstick once. Not everyone does.
Wear red lipstick,
no,
actually.
I think it's a bit of a stereotype of the French
That's
girl
false.
Look.
False.
I mean, some people wear red lips, but...
It's not as common as you think.
No. So, might see you there.
See you there. This is a longer one. I'm not going to say her name in case she wants to keep it anonymous. I am just after seeing your story and showing my beauty standards, and I couldn't relate more. I am from Ireland...
So am I.
So
well
is Grace Foley. So I have pale skin and freckly.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound right. Freckly skin with green eyes. However, my mother is Spanish and she is very tanned and looks very Spanish. Every year we go to Spain to our holiday home to meet with my Spanish relatives. Every year without fail, I get the insecurity about my skin colour as my sister and mother and everyone else around me becomes tan with a sun-kissed glow. Fake tan is not an option when you're abroad for months because you literally cannot find a bottle of it anywhere. Having tan skin is definitely a beauty standard in Spain. Everybody compares bikini lines and spends hours on end sunbathing. When I was younger, I used to go to the summer camps in Spain and some of the girls would comment on my skin complexion saying my freckles and pale skin made me like a cow.
I'm 18 now and I still get comments such as, you look a bit better if you worked on your tan. I can't help but feel insecure about myself when all my relatives do is complain about not being tan enough, even though they are already 15 shades darker than me.
Can I just say I really relate to this?
Because Grace is also Irish.
I'm Irish. I have quite pale skin, naturally. Yeah. And my parents both tan, which makes absolutely no sense. As to why I don't, so I can relate to this a lot.
Even my father's family from Ireland make comments on how unlucky I was to not inherit my mother's tan complexion. I know it probably sounds like a silly insecurity, but I even find back home in Ireland, none of my girlfriends are able to go out without their fake tan. And I think this is derived from the desire to look more healthy because you are said to look sickly when pale. We are bombarded every year with tan supermodels and influencers. It's definitely beauty standards. The fake tan industry is continuing thriving. I have nothing against fake tan. I wear it weekly. I would like to feel beautiful with my pale skin. I know a lot of the other girls would like to.
Do you know what?
That's a great email.
I completely relate to you on this. Grace, especially on holiday, because don't I literally have breakdowns on holiday? Yeah. Because you can't keep up with fake tan. Because when you're like wearing sun cream, it takes your tan off really fast. And obviously, we go away for like a week at a time, and my fake tan normally lasts for a week, but with sun cream on, it doesn't. So I literally, one holiday, I didn't want to leave my hotel room because I felt so. I felt so bad about myself without fake tan on, and I was all burnt, and I literally
burnt like a crisp.
I was burnt like a tomato, honestly. And this is why I always have fake tan on.
Grace will literally go out without fake tan.
And it's something that I'm also very insecure about. I completely agree with you,
aren't you?
But all I will say is freckly skin, I think, is so beautiful.
And so is pale skin.
And I would love to have freckles.
Same.
Like, I would love to have freckly skin, and I think Irish skin is beautiful.
Yeah, pale skin is stunning. Every skin colour is pretty. This is the thing, I don't know, like, it's crazy how all these beauty standards get made.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's because...
And the fact that people take the piss out of you.
I know, it's so horrible. It's horrible because, in reality, maybe they're jealous of your lovely freckles and your Irish complexion.
Yeah.
Because it's different to what they have.
Because you maybe, stand out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's probably why they don't like it. But just stay jealous.
Yeah, do you know what?
The people that hate on you are usually jealous.
The truth is they are. Like, they've obviously got insecurities about themselves if they're hating on you. Because it is, a lot of people really want freckles as well.
Yeah.
But I completely relate to you on it. And do you know what? I just think, well, I can't really give advice because I also feel insecure about it. So I can't.
No, but I think that's quite nice. This would be quite nice for the girl that, like, this is actually something that you also struggle with.
Yeah, I really do. Mm. And also my parents tan. It's a frustrating thing.
Yeah.
So like both of my parents tan. And when I don't have fake tan on, I literally feel, number one, I feel really ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I feel like no clothes suit me because I feel like my skin against, like for example, I feel like I couldn't wear a white shirt if I didn't have a tan because it would just go against the paleness. I'd just look the same color as the shirt. I look ill. I feel like I look ill without a tan, and no matter how long I spend in the sun, I might just get a lightly red
you don't tan
color. I don't tan, and it's very frustrating, I'm not gonna lie. But also eventually I think we'll learn to
love
appreciate
yourself.
It, you know?
I mean, out of our like whole 6 years of friendship, I've probably like hardly ever seen you.
Grace has
fake
never
tan.
Seen me without it.
I have.
You have once. No, the other week, actually.
The other week, and then there's this other one time Grace didn't wear it.
You thought, didn't you think no, something was wrong with me?
I don't think anything was wrong with you, but this is how I remember it. We went to TK Maxx and Grace bought this Too Faced lipstick. This is literally like why I remember it. And then it was like the weirdest colour ever.
I think because when I'm pale, the nude lipsticks I normally wear are, the nudes I wear, like they, against a tan, they look lighter. But then when I'm pale, they're like a really brown.
Yeah.
No, it was like, I'm so pale.
The Too Faced lipstick was a hot pink. Yeah. That's like how I remember that day.
And it was...
But yeah, I've seen you twice without fake tan.
And I wish I could be confident without it, and I wish I could give you advice on how to love. But I'd be a hypocrite if I sat here and said, I love my pale skin because I don't.
Your Irish skin.
My Irish skin. Half Irish like you.
Yeah.
Mum and dad tan. They kind of look at me and like, why don't you? But my brother actually has really freckly skin, and I look at him and I'm like, I wish I...
Yeah, but you if always
I,
want
if
what
I was
you can't
pale
have.
With freckles, maybe I'd feel better because I'd have that nice freckly
you
skin.
You always want what you can't have.
So, you know...
That isn't it?
You're not the only one that feels this way. And I mean, I would look at you and I'd think I'd love to have your freckles.
Yeah. And your lovely skin.
Yeah.
Everyone wants what they can't have.
This is the moral of the story.
This really is.
It's the truth.
That's why beauty standards are shite.
They're really annoying because it's like we're told that to look a certain way is the way, but everyone finds different things
but you can
attractive.
You can just never keep up. Like, do you remember the beauty stand was to be like a skinny stick model? Then it was to have a huge ass and huge tits.
Yeah.
And like, now it's
and now apparently
like,
the Kardashians have decided that they want
to be really skinny. Like, and now it's gone back to like Kendall
honestly,
Jenner
so
and Bella
annoying.
Hadid. Like, there's just no point keeping up beauty science because you never can unless you have a surgeon on call 24/7 because they're
and
constantly
you shouldn't have
changing.
To live up to like society's expectations.
Honestly.
You shouldn't have to do it. So
But anyway, that has been today's episode.
Do you know what?
It's been a roller coaster.
Quite a deep subject. We've spoke about Jessalyn.
It's gone from Jessalyn.
We spoke about sexy fish. We spoke about all sorts.
We've gone
from beauty standards. We've gone from clubs. We've gone from holidays. We've gone from tans.
We've gone from being bullied about our berets.
Oh my God, we've been through it all.
But we really hope you guys enjoyed this Paris series.
I hope it wasn't too negative, this episode, and depressing.
No, but sometimes we need some of that.
Yeah, do you know what? It's an important subject.
And it's like, it's the reality, it's the truth of the matter. Like, just because we're influencers and we post every single day doesn't mean we don't have insecurities.
Exactly.
Probably the most insecure out of everyone, because we have to look at ourselves all the time. But anyway, we hope you guys enjoyed this Paris series.
Oh my God, it's over. I'm actually really sad.
I know, same.
But I'm also like, bring on next year.
Yeah.
The next time we're talking about Paris probably will be
when we live there,
about our home.
Yeah, but the next diaries is going to be the Milan diaries.
Oh my God. So we haven't even planned what we're gonna speak about, and what so topics we're gonna do, but a lot of different things went down, as you may know if you watched our vlogs. So maybe like go watch our vlogs
and if you want more insight week,
for this week. If you can't get enough of us and you miss talking, hearing our voices. For a week, then spend your week catching up on our vlogs. But
thanks for watching.
Thank you for watching.
Every blondie's brunette.
And
we'll see you next Monday.
Next Monday.
Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.